Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Well, yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
Are we going to bring that back? Right?
The game is called Categories. We take the items that have been discussed and thought about during the course of the week, and we turn them into categories. There are three of them, two from the sports universe, one from the pop culture universe, almost always. And this week, I am the host. Shane Tenney and Lawrence Holmes play on the all-new Spiegel and Holmes show.
So how does this go? Because I've never played categories.
So I throw out the category, and you will go first, and you have to name someone who is in that category. If you are correct, it goes to Tenney, then it goes to Shane, and around we go. When you get one wrong, if you do, you are out, and it keeps going until eventually Shane wins, which seems to be the way our lives have gone.
It's going to be a problem for us, Shane. Lawrence is actually smart and stuff, and he knows about sports.
I'm not good at this type of stuff,
and
though.
And he's not like on Twitter all day, you know?
So. Lawrence, I'm with you. When I play, I'm always terrible because the pressure amps up.
Yeah.
It's live.
I get my news on Twitter. I'm on Twitter because I get my news there.
It's been a while. First in like 3 days, I think. Good job, everybody. All right, the first category involves the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
They haven't been around that long, so the category needs to stretch two categories. I'm looking at a complete list of every head coach and every quarterback that has started double-digit games. There are eight quarterbacks who have started double-digit games for the Jaguars, and there have been nine head coaches in the history of the Jaguars. So, quarterback or head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Lawrence, you're first.
Trevor Lawrence.
Is correct. Tanny.
Doug Peterson.
Is correct.
Mark Brunell.
Is the first quarterback on the list has started the most games for the Jaguars. Yes.
David Garrard.
David Garrard has started a lot of games for the Jaguars. Tanny.
Oh, I was Tom Coughlin the coach?
Big time. Tom Coughlin, the dominant head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I might be out. John Gruden?
Was never the head coach.
I don't know why I had that in my head for a second.
The Jaguars. No, he was not.
Adam McKay.
He was the running backs coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Good guess, though.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles is, of course, correct. Tanny, it's you and Lawrence in a Jaguars face-off.
Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio is correct as a coach. Coach or quarterback who started double-digit games for the Jaguars. Lawrence.
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, correct. Tanny.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I'm trying to remember who won the playoff game for them. Did Rodney Peete line up under center for the Jaguars at some point? late stage Rodney Peete.
Not
by the way, you got to get checked out if you got late stage Rodney Peete.
Only if it's there for more than 4 hours.
No.
He did not start double-digit games.
Oh, who am I thinking of?
Yeah, I know who you're thinking of. One more, Lawrence, to knock down the category.
Phew, I'm stuck.
Really?
Oh, come on.
Wait.
Anybody. Head coach. Quarterback.
Byron Leftwich.
That's who Teddy's thinking of, I believe. Yeah. Byron Leftwich is correct. Also would have accepted Gardner Minshew, Chad Henne, or Blaine Gabbert. The coaches, I got to tell you, Mike Mularkey, Gus Bradley, Doug Marrone, Daryl Bevel, Mel Tucker, an interim coach.
That's true.
Which I did not remember.
I think before he went to Michigan State.
MLB postseason is killing all around us. We're not in it. Which players are hitting? Dave Wanstead in 10 minutes, by the way, on the score. Here are all the players who have at least 5 hits in Major League Baseball's postseason so far. There are 22 of them. Tanny, you're first. I need a player who has 5 hits in this postseason.
Every time I look up, he's hitting a home run. So Fernando Tatis.
And Fernando Tatis is second with 11 hits.
Ooh, it's a lot
Shane.
Of hits. Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo Stanton does not have 5 hits in this postseason.
Francisco Lindor.
Francisco Lindor has 7 hits in this postseason. Tanny.
Shohei Ohtani.
Does not have 5 hits in this postseason.
My personal opinion, stupid category.
Really? What?
Well, it's the thing about this is, like,
Nicholas Castellanos.
Just because I'm out on the first one. It's a good category regardless.
It's tough because I've been, watching. Yeah, Lawrence won, by the way.
All right, should I have done homers for you?
No. But I've been watching a little bit here, watched a little bit there. So it's tough to tell, like, who's really getting it done.
It's a good category. I just don't get the first one wrong ever.
Yeah, it's just like no one cares about it.
Yeah, it's just it's baseball. Like it's football season.
Nicholas Castellanos is correct. Michael Massey, friend of the show. Pete Alonso.
What about Bobby Witt?
Luis Arraez. Bobby Witt does not have 5 hits.
See, all the stars.
What about Torkelson?
Spencer Torkelson does not have 5 hits.
I couldn't name anyone else on the Tigers, by the way.
Jerickson Profar?
Jerickson Profar would have been correct.
Damn.
Right. Yes. Sorry.
Wani says Jim Leland.
He's wrong, but thank you.
Go Tigers.
All right.
Thanks, guys, for throwing those two categories for me. I appreciate
Lawrence,
you making me feel comfortable.
Lawrence won
the
first
contract.
Two.
Folks, yep. We have to do it.
It's true.
Don't believe it.
Third category. We've been talking about jolly old England, and we can now talk music on this show with some knowledge from everybody involved. I'm looking at a list of the biggest selling artists in the history of Great Britain. Who has sold the most records in the history of Great Britain? I have the top 41 here. Everybody who has sold 50 million records or more in the history of England. Shane.
David Bowie.
David Bowie, more than 200 million records, correct. Lawrence.
The Beatles.
400 million records for the Beatles is a lot. That's number one. Tanny.
Stones.
The Rolling Stones, more than 200 million records. Shane.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, absolutely, as a solo artist, more than 100 million records.
The Spice Girls.
The Spice Girls, more than 50 million on the list. Tanny.
They've got 2 records, but they are in the news. Oasis, did they sell enough?
The answer is yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oasis, 50 million records or more.
Anybody fancy some lasagna?
Coldplay.
Coldplay is correct. More than 100 million records for Coldplay. Lawrence.
You too.
I'm so sorry.
Damn it!
They're not British. They're Irish.
That's right, they're Irish.
They're Irish. Technicality, perhaps. But
no,
you've already won.
No, not technicality. It's so another country altogether. A lot of wars. A lot of
wait, but hold on. Does it matter the nationality of the band or where they sold the most records?
That's what I was thinking. Where they sold the most records.
British. My next guess is...
No. British artists. Biggest selling British artists of all time. Not artists in Britain.
That's on me. I was thinking that it was selling there. That's why I said U2.
There are no Americans on this list. Tanny.
Damn it.
Oh, my God.
Looking for a British artist.
Yeah.
So many of them.
The Kinks?
Oh, the Kinks is a great guess, and they should be here, but somehow the Kinks are not here. Shane.
Did we say the Who already?
We did not say the Who, and they sold more than 100 million records. Shane wins a category. I would have accepted Elton John, Led Zeppelin, the Bee Gees, Queen, Pink Floyd, Ed Sheeran, Adele, The Police, Duran Duran, and many, many more.
Welcome to the game, Lawrence.
Congratulations.
Good debut.
On your first win.
Damn it.
I knew you could do it.
That's going to haunt me. I like to win.
Yeah, right. Well, you did win. You did win. You took two out of three.
No.
Took two out of three.
That doesn't
count.
Don't
be so hard on yourself.
That doesn't count.
It's not your fault. Lawrence, it's not your fault.
Don't do this to me, man.
No, Lawrence, I'm telling
don't
you.
Don't do this to me, man.
It's not. It's not your fault.
Dave Wannstedt is here. He even, like, ducked his head into the studio for a second. I think he was surprised to see Keith.
Oh, this is, you don't know this dynamic yet. Wani walks in whenever he gets here. Doesn't care what we're doing, what time it is. It's his studio, and damn it, he's right.
It's his world. He joins us next here on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.